Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority's debt to hydroelectric at Dikahora Basa HCB rose to US $97 million last year, up from US $45 million in 2019, according to the Mozambican power supplier. In its financial statements for 2020, HCB revealed that Zimbabwe was its second largest debtor after Mozambique utility EDM. HCB operates the Kabora Basa Dam on the Zambezi River, a major power supplier to the region. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, ZERA, says ZESA imports about 30% of its energy requirements to make up for shortfalls at its aging plants. Analysts say that as long as the country relies on imports, it is exposed to factors beyond its control. Economic analyst Reggie Shoko weighs in, saying the country is too dependent on outdated power generation equipment. Shoko and others say planners need to consider sustainability and alternatives.
It's catching up now because of the increase in population. For a long time, we had operating an economy that was operating below capacity in terms of production. Yes, demand had been very minimal. But with the advent of almost everyone trying to mine agriculture, you now see the requirements that we have a serious deficit. And power generation on its own, it's a big infrastructure development that needs long-term planning.
Shoko says it's worrisome that SADC does not have a proper and stable power generational policy to sustain future demands given the worsening security situation in Mozambique.
We need to, as a country, to look at the potential of harnessing renewables like sun, wind over the issue of thermal power stations, because one day coal will disappear.
Mambo Hamaindu, a Zambian analyst, concurs, saying many countries in the region have power shortfalls and Mozambique's political situation has a domino effect.
The security situation in Mozambique is something which is of concern and is worrying. I think it becomes an imperative that the SADC looks at this matter a bit more keenly and try and help resolve the situation in there, because as rightly noted from your question, as a region, we depend quite a lot on power that comes from Mozambique. It helps to supplement the deficiencies in terms of electricity that are in the surrounding countries. And as you might know, electricity is one of the biggest factors of production.
Analysts like Hamaundu and Shoko say electricity supply lies at the heart of the region's economic viability. But countries are not doing enough to explore alternatives and tamp down the growing insecurity threat. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.